And now, around the world and around the corner, it's the David Bowers Awards, bringing the best in indie music to millions of listeners worldwide with your host, the David Bowers. We've got a fantastic lineup of guests, as well as our engineer extraordinaire, Nick the Geek, our entire crew here at the Asylum, and me. I'm John Bon Jovial. And now, here's the voice of indie music, the David Bowers.
Thank you very much there, John Bon Jovial, ladies and gentlemen, the legendary John Bon Jovial. Welcome aboard, John.
Why, thank you, David. It is absolutely, completely, and always excellent to be side by side with you.
It's excellent.
As we do another week's worth of quality broadcasting.
In our eighth year now, and yeah, it's always a pleasure. That. Ladies and gentlemen, glad to have you with us. We've got a very special show here for you today. We're going to do something a little bit different. We had an Indian artist on here several weeks ago, Aditi, and we did such great response that we thought it would be interesting to see, or listen to at least, more music from India. We love being able to bring you artists from around the world. And a gentleman who we worked with out of India with Aditi has some other artists that he promotes. And we decided, well, let's get a couple more of your artists over here and listen to their music, tell their story, and also a chance for you to meet an Indian promoter. Now, Jay, who does the promoting for them, has his own company, obviously. It's called Lazy Indie Magazine. They have an international music magazine, and we'll get into all of that in just a few minutes. But it's going to be very interesting because we've got several facets we can look at here. Artists from India. We've got one artist from the pop side, another from the more native Indian side, and we've also got discussions on making it in music in the nation of India, as opposed to here in the United States or over in Europe. So I think it'll be a fascinating discussion, and we'll be getting into that in just a little bit. We want to welcome our listeners around the world. This includes you, and also our listeners in Rochester, New York, who listen to us by way of WRFZ FM 106.3 Rochester Free Radio. Thank you, people, for being with us every week. We're very glad to have you join us here on the show that is always an award show, because there were so many award shows already. We figured, let's just make every show an award show. And therefore, everybody that appears on our show is not only a member of our family now, but they're also an automatic award winner. So if you've got somebody or something music related that you think deserves an award, let us know. Drop us a line. Email david@thedavidbowers.com and tell us who or what you think is deserving of an award and why. And hey, who knows? We might salute you and give you an award right here on the show. John Bon Jovial, what's new in Bon Jovial land this week?
Well, David, it's good to be with you again for another week of, as I said earlier, quality broadcasting. And I'm not being facetious when I say that. I love doing this show with you. I really do. We get to meet such incredibly interesting people. And I'm looking forward to talking to Jay here in a little bit because, you know, it's just so, I don't know, interesting, if you will, for lack of better words, to know what is going on musically in the rest of the world besides here in these United States.
Yes,
and so
it
gives us a great perspective. Locally, for those listeners that are with us on a regular basis, you'll know that David is in the Phoenix area, and I am in Southwest Florida in the Naples-Fort Myers area. We have had an unusually cold, by Florida standards anyway, an unusually cold winter. And for example, today, as we record this show, the high temperature is supposed to be 63 degrees, which I know for people up north right now, they'd kill for that. and it's so funny to see people walking around and they're you know, with their gloves on and the parkas, and they've got their little dogs that they're taking out for a walk, and the dogs have sweaters on. And it's, you know, being from Boston originally, it's just so bizarre to see that.
Well, having lived in all three climates, the cold northern climate, the humid southeastern climate and the dry southwestern. I know exactly what you're talking about there, about the variance. What's freezing for one is balmy for another.
Yeah. So what's going on in the Valley of the Sun today?
Pretty much the same. We have we haven't had a cold winter, but it has hit the cool point. We've been in the 30s the last few mornings, but it doesn't last long. It gets up into the 50s and 60s, and this weekend it's actually breaking into the 70s, which is really idyllic. It's gorgeous. It's dry, sunny, clear, a hint of a breeze, and it's just cool enough that the warmth of the sun feels great. Sure. You can get out in the sun and just enjoy the heck out of it. It's really beautiful. This is really the kind of weather you live for out here.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, it is while we're speaking, it has just occurred to me that, you know, for our international listeners, you know, they're thinking to themselves, this guy in Florida just said it's 63 degrees. That's hotter than hell. No, we're talking Fahrenheit here, boy, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yes,
Fahrenheit,
right.
Not Celsius.
Yeah, that would be a hot day in Naples. If it
yes,
were 63
it would.
Celsius. Wow.
Yes,
listen,
it would.
We've got such a great show here today. Let's get right to it and get into the music. First thing we're going to do is we're going to introduce you to an artist by the name of Cherise D'Souza. And she is one of the Lazy Indie Magazine artists that we're featuring today. We're going to play a tune by her, and then we're going to have Jay and his... Jay also is in a band called the Lazy Jay Band, and he and I believe it's his drummer, Manoj, are going to be joining us, and we're going to be talking with them about the artists, what Lazy Indie does, about the magazine, and, of course, most importantly, about the music. So here she is right now. This is Cherise D'Souza with Dream Maker. Cherise D'Souza and Dream Maker. This from Lazy Indie and Lazy Indie Magazine in India. And let's welcome our guests right now, if you would, please. Come on in here, Jay Pillay and Manoj. Welcome aboard.
Hi, David.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Hello. So glad to have you with us here today. Thank you for, well, for sharing your time with us, of course, and for also bringing us these amazing indie artists that we actually, it's it's almost a redundant music phrase, an indie Indian artist. Can get confusing indie artists from the country of India, and we're so glad to be able to share their music and stories. Jay, first off, speaking of stories, tell us about what you're doing, because you're actually doing several different things. You have the Lazy Indie Magazine, which promotes indie artists around the world. You also do artist representation, and I know that you're very selective in the artists that you pick. They've got to be fairly serious, or you're not going to spend a lot of time. You're not the kind of agency that's going to just take some artist and book them to make a couple of bucks on the side. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing with indie artists overall.
Thank you, David. It's a great opportunity for us to speak to you. I'm very glad that you invited us here. A couple of months or maybe some time back, I was there in the show as Lazy J. So that was me as a band. And first of all, I'm an indie artist. And from there on, looking at what independent musicians really need, we thought of supporting independent musicians, and that's the reason why we started the magazine called Lazy Indie Magazine, where we pick up artists. In fact, we select the artists whom we would like to promote, and we write about them, we interview them, and we speak to radios who help independent musicians. I'm honored to have featured you two in the magazine. So, thank you for...
We're honored to have been included. Thank you very much.
We're very honored
to have been included in the magazine.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thanks a lot. And the other thing is we support artists who are actually serious with what they're doing. So, being an indie artist is no fun. If you look on the promotion side, everywhere you have blogs, everywhere you have big shots coming in and doing the marketing, which can eat up the small players. So, there are some artists in India and abroad or anywhere in the world who would like to be represented or like to be presented to people. We try to help them out. And that's how the concept of, the telling or reaching out to friendly radios like yours for artists started. So, it's all a logical, next step each time. So,
and that's an interesting concept.
As a band,
go ahead.
Yeah. Please ask. Yeah. We, as a band, started in 91. So, those days, it was very difficult for anyone to, in India, to actually play independent music because it was ridiculed around. And, we tried, and we were crazy, following our own, things and trying to play our own music to people here. We have a big, big elephant called the Bollywood or the film music. So, it's more or less fixed that if your ultimate aim is just getting into a movie or trying to sing for the movie, and that is your reach. So people aspire to be in that segment, and that's big here. So independent music was mostly limited to small pockets where we have a few friends joining together and jamming, and that ends the show. But then we thought of actually trying and taking it abroad and connecting with people because we didn't have any support here. So we reached there and we found out there's a live independent industry or a kind of supportive environment for independent musicians there. And that's when we actually felt happy about being an independent band.
I think that's a great idea that you have. I think that's a great idea that you have in having a band, an independent band, actually get into the promotion of music and artists, because who better to know what an indie artist needs than another indie artist? Excellent move. I think that's something we might like to see more of in the business. John Bon Jovial, you have a question.
Yeah, Jay, you know, welcome to the show. It is great to have you on board with us. I wanted to ask you a question.
You,
oh, sure. I wanted to ask you a question about Charisse D'Souza. David purposely does not let me hear the music until we actually play it on the air, and to get an initial gut reaction, first reaction to it. And I really like what you've done with her. Congratulations on producing this sound. But my question to you is my impression, and you know, you can take that with a grain of salt. My impression is that you've kind of purposely given her an Americanized sound, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but is this by design to try to grab the Western market, or is it your plan to try to take over the subcontinent of India first and then expand her more internationally?
Let me put the facts right. First, Charisse is an independent musician. She has her own music. What we have seen is, her music was already, she has 100% control over her music, and she has made this a song and produced the song. And then from there on, we have contacted her, and because we liked her songs and the way she has put it through, we thought of supporting her and promoting her on friendly radios. That's the basic idea here. We don't produce music because we have our own band, and we have our own music here. We are not a production company yet. We would like to be, but then we pick up the artists who are who have already finished product, and what fits for the international market, we try to help them out. That's the role we play. In fact, we'd like to get into the next step as what we have, you have mentioned to us, but that requires a little bit more of our time because we are we are into a completely, on the promotion side. But the thing is, we pick up artists who have good products, and Charisse has already, she has songs on Spotify, and she is consistent with her personal efforts on promotion. And
she's already proved herself.
Yeah, she's just pushing her songs, and she's getting heard everywhere. And the point is, there's a lot of effort from her side, and that's when we recognized her. We spoke to her, and we thought she needed that extra effort. If someone can help her out, and if it helps a good artist to get recognized, we will be the ones to support. And that's how we actually picked up Charisse.
Very good, and excellent point made, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking with Jay Pillay of Lazy Indie Magazine, an indie music promotion magazine out of India, and talking about some of the music and artists that they work with, including Charisse D'Souza. And we're going to go to another track from Charisse right now. This one you'll also recognize as a anglicized commercial international type of hit. And again, this could be played anywhere in the world where there's pop music. This is Charisse D'Souza on the dance floor.
Yeah.
On the dance floor, that's Cherise D'Souza, and we're talking with Jay Pillay and Manoj of Lazy Indie Music Magazine, and of course the Lazy J Band from India, and we're so glad to have you here with us today. Tell us a little bit now about Cherise, if you would. Now, I know that you have spoken to the fact that she is a dedicated artist. She is aiming at the international market, obviously, and you also have, you brought out a very interesting point that you look for artists who are beyond just being satisfied being a local artist playing the local clubs. You're looking for artists that are serious about their craft and about their music. So well, tell us a little about that, if you would, please.
Yeah, see, if you ask about Cherise, she is from Mumbai, and she is a multi-genre vocalist. She can, actually, she's very capable, and she can switch from Western classical to Hindustani, jazz, and all those kind of music. She's quite adept in doing this, and she's been performing for some time. And she's also performed in some with some musical greats like, you know, Carl Jenkins and, you know, Patricia Rosario kind of people as a backup artist. So, and then doing this, after some time, she actually thought of releasing her own songs. And that's, you know, when she released Dreammaker. And now if you go to the Spotify or you know, anywhere on the internet, you can find her, you know, she has made a lot of songs. And we have featured her. In fact, we had featured her in our one of the editions before. And that's how we got in touch with her. And then we, in fact, had a lot of discussion with her in terms of her interest, in terms of how she would like to look at her career in music. And she's very ambitious. I think, you know, the whole idea is that if you have artists who are keen on promoting themselves and, you know, to go that extra mile, you know, it is worth giving them the support. Because, you know, tomorrow you might have a real superstar coming out of a small move or a small help, which we do. So I think, you know, it's worth doing that. Being an independent artist, we know, you know, how important it is when someone really gives us a hand and, you know, suggests us or, you know, recommends us to some radios, and then we get played there, and then we go forward from there. So I think Cherise has the potential. She's got the skills, and she, you know, has the mindset to actually take it forward. And that's what we have found in Cherise. I think most of the artists, whatever we are speaking about, you know, whoever we have spoken to, even in the magazine when we feature, we do this kind of a kind of a screening. I personally talk to each artist whom I write about in the magazine. And it's not that someone submits some music and I present it. I go, I speak to them, and I get to know whether they really are keen on getting themselves heard. Because my magazine, basically, we it's not just restricted to a geographical area. It is, we are featured from around 25 to 27 countries. And we make that spread quite deliberately, so that an artist in India gets heard, maybe in France or in Russia or in US. So the idea is, you know, they get a kind of exposure which is universal. So we really want to do that for the artist. And yes, it's working out fine, just because of the intention is good enough in terms of pushing this. And I think that's where we speak to friendlies like yours or people like you who have been in the music business for a long time. I speak to you. I speak to people on some of the other radios. Ask them to help the artist out. And I'm very happy that, you know, we had recommended Aditi before and you had, you know, featured her on your show. She's a very young talent. You know, she's 16 years, but she has the potential. So,
she definitely does have the potential there. That is for sure. I want to get to our next artist here quickly, but first I want to give John Bon Jovial a chance to jump in here with a comment or question. John.
Well, yeah, the you know, I wanted to bring up Aditi at some point. We had her on, I guess, what was it, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I was so impressed with the talent of this young lady and her attitude toward the business. And I think that you have found yourself a potential gold mine of talent. I mean, she is, she's got a beautiful voice. She seems to know how to use it well. And she also seems to be able to interact with not only the production techniques of the music, but also with the band as well. And if she's only 16 now, my goodness, what is she going to be like 10 years from now?
Really?
So what do you
Exactly.
What do you think of Aditi? I would like to know what your thoughts are.
See, Aditi is actually a star in the making. So first time when I heard her song, I posted it on my, you know, my profile page, telling that this is the next superstar. Because the moment you, when you hear someone, the way she has crafted her voice, and she has, in fact, she was a child prodigy, and she had gone to Romania, and Romania has talent kind of shows from India. And she'd been doing, the Western classical training for a long time. I think she says ever since she was 1 or 2 years, she has been singing. And that's the kind of talent, we would like to expose to the world. And then, in fact, we had a lot of interaction with her. And I found out that there's a lot of aspiration in her, that she really wants to do it big. She wants to make her name big, and she clearly said, I want to be the next Maria Carey or something like that, and she's absolutely ready to work for it. And
absolutely.
In fact, I have told her that you have your exams coming. Please, focus a little bit on your studies and
right.
then go forward
yeah.
with it. You know, that's the kind of, inspired attitude she has. So, I'm lucky that, I could recommend her to you. See, I feel it that way. Because, yeah.
We're glad that you did, and I agree with you. She's definitely got the talent and the mindset to go with it. We look forward to hearing big things from her. Now, I'm going to approach this this next artist a little carefully because my command of the Indian language is not that strong, but we're going to play a tune from an artist. Let's see if I can do this now. Timothy Shuam, I believe, is the way you say the name. And if not, you can correct me. We're going to play a tune called
yeah.
Dina, and then we'll get back to talking with Jay and Minaj and hear a little bit about Tamasari Chuma. Here's Dina. Thank you.
வந்தாய் என் விழி பீழையாய் நின்றாய் ஒரு திரை மொழியாய் முன்னே வந்தாய் என் விழி பீழையாய் நின்றாய் சொல்லாமல் நீ சென்றாயே நீ சிந்தும் அந்த சிரிப்பினில் ஒரு சாலையோரமோ அவள் பார்வை தூரமோ அந்தி மாலை நேரமின்றது
Vina by Tomasitori Chuma. Hopefully I didn't mangle that name too badly. And Jay, I get the... This was an interesting transition because we went from a contemporary pop singer to an artist that I'm presuming is more representative of today's Indian music as opposed to trying to reach an international audience.
Exactly, and this is a band which represents the Indian, current Indian kind of music trend, and I think Manoj will have something to say about that.
Yeah, hi, hello everybody, and this is Manoj here. Yeah, I just wanted to tell about this band. This, first of all, the name of the band is called Thamarasheri Chudam, which is a Malayalam language. You know, India has got a lot of language, and this is one of these. And the song is another language; it's in Tamil, so we pretty understand more about it. But this style is going to be very, very fast-growing, you know, trend here. So we thought of picking up one of the, as Jay said, you know, they've been trying since long time. You know, they've been pushing, promoting their songs in different platforms. And we picked up the main, you know, the main idea of the Lazy Indie magazine is to, you know, as he said, the people who really work hard to promote their own compositions and to reach out to a lot of people across the world. So we thought of picking this few bands and, presenting it to you.
The idea is this band is an ultra-rock kind of a band, and... What they do is, it was formed by two children, to be more precise. Very young boys. I think they were, the guy, when he started playing on stage, he would have been 8 or 10 years. And from there on, the drummer. And his brother is the keyboard, who's the person who composes the song. And they've been, you know, putting in so much of effort. And they're quite recognized in this part of the world, like in where we come from. They're, you know, very, very aspirational. They put in a lot of effort, you know, being young and continuing with that intensity for maybe 5-6 years. So, you know, it's not easy because, you know, children do tend to get distracted after some time.
Yeah. Especially at that age, because at that age, their attention span tends to change too. They can be really, you know, children at that age can be really into something today, and tomorrow it's something totally different. So for them to follow through is really quite remarkable.
Yeah, we featured them on our TV show here, and I was amazed to see this boy. I was very puny behind the drum kit and doing quite a lot of things with it. He knows to play drums. And that's the first thing I noticed. And then I started hearing the songs, and then I thought this is something which is actually representing a style which is now catching up in India. A native language with alternate alt-rock kind of music, and then involve a little bit of Indianized presentation, and then it sells big here. So,
and still very listenable, too. It's a very listenable sound. And I know John Bon Jovi was just waiting to jump in here with something. What you got, John?
Well, yeah, the question that I have actually goes back to the conversation that we had before the show started, when we were, you know, just kind of sitting around and talking to each other. Jay, you had mentioned that there are some musicians in India that are looking for a more international recognition, and then there are some bands that really what they're concerned about is a more regional recognition. And would you classify, I hope I say this right, Tomaseri, would you classify him as a more of a regional musician with more regional aspirations?
No. See, the band right now is a kind of outfit which looks at the regional market, but they are trying to create a space, and they have traveled across the world addressing the Malayali community, which is the Indian, South Indian community. And now they're trying to create new music which is fitting into international, setup. So the thing is, they are very aspirational. Their music right now, because they came from that kind of a background, they are right now in this particular trend. So that's the reason why we thought of actually highlighting them. And we also wanted to tell the world what is happening in India as a music trend, Indian music mixed with the Western influence, sure, and a kind of alt-rock kind of a setup is what runs here right now. And we have a lot of bands. What I was mentioning is another thing. We have a lot of bands which look at Bollywood as the ultimate thing. Bollywood being in a movie making or in the film industry here. The whole idea of a band is to get recognized by one of the film directors there, and they want to put their song on cinema, and they're into their story. And then these guys would like to become sessions artists in some of the movies or the studios, and there goes the story. And we've got a lot of talent here, but the idea is all about this local market. And they wouldn't,
I believe
even if we...
You have a wealth of talent there, and I hate to interrupt you, but we're going to run out of time here, and I want to be sure and give you time to tell the folks about about your band, of course, but also Lazy Indie Magazine, because that's available all over the world, and I want to be sure that you have time to tell the folks how they can find you and get your magazine, as well as your insights and information on the artists of India.
See, we are a band which basically looks at the international genre of music, and we are a classic rock band, or you can say on the harder side, and we've been there for a long time, struggling it out in India, and then putting our music across the world. And then we formed this magazine. This magazine is all about promoting independent music, good independent music, and sharing it with people around the world. We have been lucky to have featured some very good independent artists. What we do is we are not just listing down a number of artists, maybe 20, 30 in one edition and leaving them. It's not the way. We actually select 10 to 12 artists, and we give them in-depth coverage. Each artist gets around 7 to 8 pages of, detailed interviews in our magazine. So it's great. A kind of exposure, which I think if I were asked to do, I'll be very happy to do that in another magazine.
Well, so, we thank you so much for coming in. We thank you so much for coming and sharing with us. And I want to give you a chance to let you introduce this last song that we're going to play. And because I know you can pronounce the name better than I ever will. This is Tomase Churam one more time. And what is the name of this song, Jay?
Patie, Patie.
Patie, Patie. Yes. Great. Thank you. Thank you, Manoj. Thank you both for being here with
Thank
us,
you.
Sharing these wonderful things. Maybe we get you to come back in the not too far distant future and maybe share some more of the excellent artists that are emerging from India. Thank you very much. We look forward to next
Thank
time.
Thank you. Thank you, David. We are Thank honored you. To be a part of your family. We are awarded every time we present ourselves here. Thank you very
yes,
much.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Jay Chalet and Manoj from Lazy Indie Music Magazine and from Mumbai, India. And here is Tomase Churam.
ചെറുപുഞ്ചിരിയും ചൂടി വരുമോ നീ തിരമേൽ തിരവോൽ ചിതറും നിറമാറി അഴകായി നീ പതിയെ പതിയെ വിരിയും മലരായി ചെറുപുഞ്ചിരിയും ചൂടി വരുമോ നീ തിരമേൽ തിരവോൽ ചിതറും നിറമാറി അഴകായി me
Commissary Shiram. I hope I get close on that, and I didn't mean to step on the end there, but anyway, Commissary Shiram, Patiyai, and we thank Jay Pillay and Munoz for being with us today, sharing the music, both the pop music and the Native Indian popular music and the different styles, and also talking about the music business in India, what they look for in their promotion and for their magazine features for Lazy Indie Music Magazine, which I hope you'll check out online. And they have some amazing articles on indie music from around the world. I think you'll really enjoy it. And hopefully they'll come back and see us again and maybe bring us some more artists, because we really love having our artists come back and tell us what's going on in their lives and share their new music. Like this artist from last year, they called themselves the Reverend Cavaliers, and they have a brand new track out called Dancing in the Sun. Here it is. Dancing in the Sun, Reverend Cavaliers, who were on our show, I don't know, about a year or so ago. Always glad to have our guests come back and share their new music, too. We want to thank Jay and Munoz of Lazy Indie Music Magazine in India for sharing Indian artists with us and telling us about Indian music. John Bon Jovial.
Thank you, folks, for spending the hour with us today. We sure do appreciate it. The David Bowers Awards is broadcast around the world from the studios of Computer Help USA in beautiful Naples, Florida, as well as the mysterious Valley of the Sun in Tempe, Arizona. We are available for free on most of the major streaming services. You can also follow us us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and a few of those other places. Join us next week for the David Bowers Awards, Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern on WRFZ FM 106.3 in Rochester, New York. That's Rochester Free Radio. Also, you can get us on Blog Talk Radio Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, and also 7 p.m. UTC. So until next week, for the David Bowers and Nick, our marvelously geeky engineer, I am yours truly, the lovably legendary John Bon Jovial, saying, love each other, wash your hands, keep your distance. We'll see you next week right here on the David Bowers Awards.